Ready? Here we go. All right, here we are with Dan St. Germain in the Three Course Comedy Studio, aka his condo right now.
Hey.
What's up, Dan? How you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
This is fun. Yeah. Welcome to Denver. This is your first roll through here?
Well, no, it's my second roll through, but this roll's been amazing.
Yeah.
So, the Comedy Works is just one of the best rooms I've ever played.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, you matched it up well, man. You crushed last night.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you did a great job, too. It was great. It's a great great room, and people here have been awesome, you know, so
yeah.
I'm kind of lucky, you know, I've been out here.
You're doing it up. Yeah. So, let me ask you this. Over here, you come from New York. You're living in New York City,
mm-hmm.
which is a food capital in a way, internationally. There's so many things you can get. What do you find over here in Denver? Maybe some different as far as like what do you think of vegetarianism?
Yeah, I respect it for sure. I was a vegetarian for 2 years, and I got drunk and I ate a cheeseburger.
And you haven't looked back since?
No. I want to end my life as a vegetarian for sure. I'm serious. Like, it's very. It is. There's some ethical concerns for me.
Yeah.
With it, you know, which I guess you know, a lot of people kind of throw under the carpet or somehow, you know. But I don't know. You know, it's something that has a central nervous system.
Is there a big culture in New York for vegetarian food?
Yeah, for sure. And I'm the worst. I mean, I love meat. I had a steak and lobster for breakfast.
Steak and lobster.
Yeah. They had a really good deal on surf and turf for like 18 bucks, like a block away.
That's like top shelf surf and turf right there.
Yeah, steak it was and unbelievable. So I love meat, man.
So you did it for 2 years then? Like, how did you get it? Just to like lose weight? Were you just being conscious of what you're eating?
It was like more ethical stuff again.
Ethical stuff.
Like Pete Singer's animal. Liberation, and you know, then there's that whole thing that like maybe sunflower seeds have a central nervous system. Every time you walk, you crush something. So, you know, brutal death is always a part of life, I guess. But I don't know. It's a gray area for me, actually. I wish I had funnier answers for that.
don't even worry about it.
It's all about the humanity of.
Well, what are some food injustices since you're talking about ethical aspect of vegetarianism?
You hear about, like, them breeding those chickens without feet or beaks, you know?
Yeah, I have heard about that.
You know,
they essentially, like, a test tube.
Yeah, it's basically, like if you were just to, essentially, you know, and then you have, you know, the foie gras or whatever, like, you know, we're pumping stuff in that.
Oh, yeah, just force-feeding.
Force-feeding all these types of animals. It's, like,
that's unethical.
Just like, yeah, and, like, you're living in a tiny crate for your entire life. That's brutal.
Yeah. These beaklets, is that true? I thought that was like an urban myth, or no?
No, maybe that's the thing. I've seen pictures. They're weird pictures.
They're just like...
They don't have beaks or claws. It's like it's... And then they don't have... the pictures I saw, they didn't have feathers. So it was like a...
Just a
it
meatball?
Was literally like... Have you seen like the rubber chicken that you see? It literally looked like that.
Oh my gosh. Comical, but
yeah.
Not.
Yeah, no, it was far from comical.
Yeah, or you see like the hormones they pump into like a steer from 1950 versus now, where they look like all fucking roided up.
Is that why the cuts are getting better and bigger?
I'm sure that's
fatter.
What it is, yeah.
That's true. Have you seen a chicken breast lately?
Yeah.
You cannot get one that's less than a pound and a half a breast. Like,
no,
literally.
The chicken
that is pumped. Yeah. Like, it is. That is ridiculous.
Inflation.
Literally. That's crazy.
I still like it. I'm pro meat. I don't care. I have no ethics when it comes to food.
Yeah. I don't know. I you know, it's, I hear, you know, I'm not really as passionate either way. I see why people think it's wrong, but, you know, I also, you know, I can't get on my Joe Rogan, like, fuck anyone who's a vegetarian, or I just don't want to, like, do the Jamie Kelstein, like, this is my whole personality. So I think there's, like, a happy medium somewhere between there.
Well, you know, I'm getting hip to the idea of choosing to be vegetarian, either or, you know, per meal. Go by meal basis, you know?
I do think, yeah, I mean, you just feel better if you don't eat, like, shit.
It's true.
Yeah.
Like, you just take a tab of what you're eating, you're like, all right, I'm meated out.
I'm a textbook overeater, so I know this, you know. I've lost 40 pounds this last year, but that's only because I quit drinking again. Like, and I stopped drinking beer, so,
mm-hmm.
you know, the weight would kind of just peel off.
Just beers, huh? But then beers lead to, like, late night things.
Yeah, but it doesn't even, like, you drink 30 beers a day, and it's, I was drinking, like, at least 20 a day or something.
Nope,
so
really?
So it was like, yeah, it's like you can't go back from that. And that's like a milkshake, everyone, you know. It's like you're drinking bread.
That's true. Drink a lot of whiskey. I quit drinking beer just because
whiskey kind of gains the fat. But you're
does
fine.
It? I don't. Yeah, I have like a
fast as shit metabolism.
Yeah, I just started drinking whiskey with water because there's no hangovers.
As long as you're not like a fucking nightmare afterwards. I don't. Yeah, that's a whole other thing. But I wish that dude, there's nothing better than like you just have like all the like a bunch of like oysters or clams like just unloaded over like a table and you're just cracking them and drinking beers on top of it or whatever. Oh my god!
Did you grow up with that kind of stuff? Is that brutal. Are you a northeastern?
Yeah, that's like a. I think it's like a Jersey coast thing. It's also like a Florida thing.
Yeah, yeah. I never got into the crab thing. Oh yeah. I don't like the seafood.
I like that. You don't like seafood? Just I love seafood.
Really?
And my favorite food is probably scallops.
Scallops. I got into that.
Sautéed vegetables right underneath them.
Yeah.
Oh my god. And no, that's like some sort of hot like. Hollandaise sauce over it, like, but not totally, not like the stuff that you're
like a light creamy kind of deal.
Maybe
lemony.
That's great. Yeah, I get some asparagus underneath it. That's delicious.
Oh, you have some fine yacht taste there. You have steak, lobster, scallops.
Yeah, surf and turf. Jeez, you want to eat oysters. Yeah.
Man, I love it. Well, I don't, you know, drink or buy blow anymore, so this is like
you get to splurge on some costly crustaceans.
I love food, man. Food's my thing, you know.
So you like good food and you like bad food. Like, what are some of your favorite comfort foods, you think? Some go-tos.
Well, you know, here I was doing, like, because the 7-Eleven's attached to this hotel, so it's big. Yeah. And it's such a good deal. You get, like, a foot-long burrito for, like, $1.39 here.
Dan, that's the way to go. I've done that. There was, like, one weekend where I did that every night. It was a bender. I wanted a burrito bender.
After the two or three, but it's weird because the first night you're like, I can do this all the time.
That's what I'm saying.
The second night you're like, this is okay. And then third night you're like, I cannot.
I can't have another burrito
all this time, you know.
But it's not a bad deal, and it's like
a great deal.
That's how they get you. Green chili. That's how they suck you in. They have green chili in it. I think for $1.49.
It's like a Denver style burrito, and you get bean, so you know you can have it meatless.
Yeah.
But
no, 7-Eleven is.
I went to a place with Ben Roy yesterday, some Mexican place was really good. I forget what it was called.
What'd you have?
I had the enchiladas.
Enchiladas.
That's a good go-to. Yeah. I always get the combo plate.
Yeah, it was beans, refried beans, and rice. It was awesome, man.
It's good Mexican food here in Denver, for sure.
Yeah, there's some good shit.
Yeah.
At the 7-Eleven.
Even at the 7-Eleven, they hook it up, man.
Yeah, they got the Denver burrito, Denver 7-Eleven treat. It's also available frozen.
Yeah, I mean, I'll eat anything, man. I mean, I'll eat almost anything.
Because that's your main vice right now, besides cursing and women, right?
Well, not even women anymore, so.
Yeah. You got to pick something, right? Just to balance it off.
Yeah, I guess just food, that's it, and cigarettes, jerking off. And
just classic stuff, just man.
Living a life, that's what happens just when you quit drinking.
Food and fucking cigarettes. Yeah, and that's about it.
not a bad way to live, man.
No, not too bad.
You'd surf and turf for breakfast. I can't say that.
I've never had. Well, the deal was so good, $18 for steak and lobster.
I think I want to go do it now. You got me.
It's in your brain. Yeah, I got to go on the weekend at this French place. Well, the tenderloin's okay. It's pretty good.
Now he's picking it apart. All right.
It's good. You know, like, sometimes, like, when you do that, you just want to go and spend the money. Like, $18 is a great deal, but, like, I remember I went with Joe DeRosa to, like, some place when we did the Moon Tower Comedy Festival in Austin, and we went for this dinner, and we each, like, dropped, like, $100 getting steak, and it was, like, steak with, like, crab over the steak, and...
Oh, that sounds...
Garlic, mashed potatoes, and we had, like, I forget what we had, like, calamari and shrimp.
Just the whole thing.
Dude, it's unbelievable. Or it was like, no, rock shrimp we had as an appetizer.
Rock shrimp. I've never even heard of that.
Yeah, oh man.
It's like a Gulf
rock
shrimp.
Rock shrimp tempura is really good.
Yeah. Rock shrimp or po' boy in a way.
Oh yeah.
Rock shrimp po' boy? That sounds New Orleans food. That sounds like that negates the initial concept of the poor boy. Sounds like that's a pretty high end.
Well, hey, when you're in the Gulf, man, there's shrimp. You know shrimp. Shrimp boat is everywhere now, huh? You're going to get your shrimp.
You're going to find that rock shrimp.
Buffalo calamari is awesome, too. Ever had that?
Buffalo calamari. There's a buffalo octopus.
Like buffalo wings, but buffalo calamari.
Oh, wait, no.
I don't know how that would work.
No, my God, it's
awesome.
Is
it calamari octopus?
It's squid.
There's a buffalo squid somewhere?
Well, no, that's not how that works.
See, buffalo calamari, that sounds like an Americanization of food right there.
Yeah, and that which, sounds like something.
I applaud the transition,
that
sir.
We stole from the...
yeah.
Which is like that
I
process.
Really have the transition now. Yeah,
yeah, the buffalo. This buffalo squid.
That's a bastardization. That's what, as Americans, we love
to... You know,
it's
interesting, like, I guess Americanized, they just make things more palatable to Anglo. You know, I guess it's the same with Indian food in England, you know? Like, if you have Indian food here versus Indian food in England, like, here, it's a lot more dairy-based still. You know, like tiki masala and, you know, all the different creamy kind of broths that you can get. And,
I don't know the names of any of that stuff either.
It's great.
Sag paneer, is that
Sag
something?
Sag paneer, yeah, that's a yellow one.
Yeah.
That's great. It's
spinachy or something?
No, that's spinachy. That's sag paneer. What am I, sag paneer is that's the cream spinach.
Yeah.
Which is unbelievable.
I could eat like a pint
and
of
it.
And
it has the cheese in the middle of it too.
Yeah, that's good
and
stuff.
And then, I forget the other one.
I don't know. I just go to buffets.
The yellow one's awesome.
I've only had it. I've had Indian food twice.
I'm gonna look it up right now. It's driving me nuts.
Nice. Got research run on it.
Yeah, there's not many foods I don't like, to be honest with you. You know, maybe like I don't like Ethiopian food.
I've never tried this.
It feels like I'm eating a diaper. The bread that they have there.
What? It's just flavorless. It's not like the naan.
It's just hard. What would a diaper? What would the texture that?
I mean, it just feels like
first.
It's like. You know, like. You know, like, when you take a shit, and you're, like, and you use toilet paper, and it gets, like, a little wet? Like, when you're wiping your ass? That's what it feels like.
Okay. That's bread. That's the bread from Ethiopia?
Yeah, no.
You're not selling it.
You know,
no.
I'd probably...
I also don't like Ethiopian food.
I probably wouldn't
Damn.
Eat much of that.
No. I don't like Ethiopian...
I mean, is that why they quit eating food in Ethiopia? Is it because they refuse to? Is that why they're hungry? Because their bread tastes like shit?
Yeah. I know there's
so
no utensils involved in the meal. Right.
No, there's not, and that kind of annoys me too. But you know that's okay. I'm trying to find the menu, but there it is. That's okay, I guess. But like some people, when they just like, I actually though I do like using chopsticks, and I normally didn't like to do it because the food does taste better because you're just using less silverware. You know,
mm-hmm.
Probably everything would be better with chopsticks. But
yeah, I've upped my level in the chopstick game too.
I have a hard time. I get mad every time I use chopsticks.
You just end up
poking things with the stick. I really, yeah, there's something about my fingers just don't work that way.
Gotta have the dexterity, man.
I don't have the.
Just need practice.
Watch Karate Kid. I don't need, this is America.
This is America.
Give me some silverware.
I'm trying to find this. I'm like.
Take your chopsticks.
No, is that the Lamb Rogan Josh?
Is it spicy at all?
No.
But it's a creamy...
It's a creamy yellowy sauce.
Not curry.
It's like Indian
that.
Food always looks
Goat
like
curry.
The food from the movie Hook. Remember the imaginary food that
oh,
they had in the movie
bowls
Hook
of
where
paint.
It's very vibrant, yeah, very colorful. That's what Indian food looks like to me.
There is, because
like,
the tandoori chicken is like super red
dye. Yeah, it's colors, like there's got to be food coloring involved. There's colors that you don't normally
see. I'm sure
see.
There is.
And then...
Yeah.
It's like turmeric and shit.
Like the yellow, green, red...
You're right, it's pretty
turquoise.
Colorful.
I didn't even realize that. It all looks fucking delicious.
Yeah.
No, it's an Indian place by
kurma,
my house.
Yeah, like chicken kurma?
Kurma.
Kurma, I think that's it.
Huh.
Korma, chicken
korma. Korma, yeah. Oh, wait,
that's
yes.
That's the yellow stuff. I don't know why I got so obsessed with that.
No, it's good to
now
know.
Now that we know.
But it's weird. Now I got. But I went to Italy, and I like the Italian food better in America than I do Italy. Maybe I just didn't go to the right places or something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
where they really had an order, you know. I think that's a big one, but like Italian food's still king for me. There's nothing better than
right.
You know, you go to
garlic
sub sandwiches.
Yeah, it's just saucy and fucking. You know, you go there.
I could go for some pasta right now.
Oh my god! Yeah, and you go to a place that makes their own pasta, and it's just unbelievable.
I recently tried fresh pasta for the first time. That is different.
It's different.
It's like meatier. There's like a. It's
fresh,
different, dude.
Fresh pasta?
Freshly made pasta and just boiled really quickly.
God, what have I been getting obsessed with lately? It's, I forget now what it is, but it's like, that's not bolognese or something. It's some sort of pasta, pappardelle or papa something, I don't know what it is.
Hmm.
But it's just unbelievable.
It's meaty kind of thing?
Yeah. And it just feels like you're eating like a fucking angel or something. It's unbelievable. Man, I could talk about food all day.
Well, good.
Where are we at?
I love barbecue. I mean, I'll eat whatever. I'm vegetarian, too. I mean, there's not, you know, besides Ethiopian, there's really not much that I don't love. I remember, you know what? I don't love, like, fucking Vietnamese food. Really.
The pho?
No, I don't. You know, maybe
I've never had pho. I haven't taken the dive.
I don't really like it. I used to think I didn't like Thai food, but I do.
I don't even know the difference between the foods of the Orient.
Yeah. Well, you know, Thai food, you got to get into that pad thai. That's like a good introductory to pad like... Because then they have the peanuts and the spicy with the cilantro. You get that flavor, you know, profile. Yeah.
They all have a teriyaki chicken option. Like, you can go to Japanese, you can go to Chinese.
That's the Americanized.
You can go to Thai. What I always get is the teriyaki chicken. And so I don't know the difference because they all have teriyaki options on their menu. So.
You're basically getting the mall food.
I guess I get the chicken penang or whatever when I'm there. Mm-hmm. Whatever the fuck that is.
The chicken spicy duck?
Isn't that penang? Awesome. I don't know if there's chicken duck.
Yeah.
But
chicken
delicious.
Duck sounds like something we made up too.
Yeah, I had duck right before I left. Me and my girlfriend went to this French place. I eat out all the time. That's my big. That's where I spend my money. And we, you know, I wanted to grab for it, but it was a duck breast over some either a risotto or couscous.
Ooh,
it was delicious.
Fancy rice.
Oh, like maybe polenta was in Italian. No.
Polenta, yeah. Maybe
they used to do that. Like, yeah.
Yeah, and then they had some like serious, like. Vegetable like carrots, and then we also had the French onion soup before that. It was delicious.
French onion soup's one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah, what's up with that? Is it, I mean,
I don't even
the
know.
Cheese and the bread it's thing just, on top of it. It's like a whole thing.
The
right?
bread thing, yeah, you gotta have the bread thing.
It's like an ecosystem right there.
Yeah.
Like it's all inclusive.
That's one of that's like that may be the king of the soups.
Yeah,
either that or cheddar and broccoli. We've spent all this time talking about food. We haven't even thought about soup.
Soup is food, man.
Soup is food.
Food is soup.
Is New England
but pho, back to the pho.
Yeah, that's...
I'm not buying it, dude. I had pho here, and I'm like, I got to pay $10 for peasant food. It should be 3 cents
is it ramen
over there.
What's
you're like, you kidding me? Like, this is... No. Like, I know what...
Well, that's every racket, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, everyone's just lining up.
For Christ's sake.
Well, this guy's like, my family, you know, they make this on right there, on the farm there. It's like... Not even 2 cents.
Oh, we're making kitchen.
Yeah.
We sell for money.
What's the best meal you've ever had?
That's a good question.
This morning, I made my own Egg McMuffin.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sounds pretty good.
Dude, ham, egg, and cheese?
You guys run a food podcast, but I think you both know three foods each.
Oh, we're not like serious.
I get the teriyaki chicken and then pizza sub. That's it. Sometimes
I talk about cheeseburgers and french fries and shakes.
Yeah.
I was cooking in Spain with my friend Pablo. He has a family everywhere in Galicia.
Oh, in Galicia.
Galicia.
The very hearty northwestern region of Spain.
Yes. It's beautiful. There's like eucalyptics everywhere. Galicia or whatever.
Galicia. Yeah, hombre, please.
Do you know that? That's the pronunciation, right?
Galicia.
Yeah. And there's eucalyptus everywhere. It's gorgeous. And they had the bet. And it was like we went to a farm for a home cooked meal. And it was unbelievable, man.
Yeah.
It was like. Like, they had fresh octopus, they caught that day, and that was, like, great. And
right up that northwest coast there.
How are we supposed
really
to compare to that? You got a wonderfully cooked meal from a local man in Spain. You're like, oh, what's your... I had a really good time.
Well, yeah, you guys always... There's always, like, you go
Bubba
to, like,
Gump's
a place.
Once. That was
you know
pretty
I mean?
Good.
You always go to, like, one place.
You go to Bubba Gump's. This man's,
yeah, but it's
like...
It's always, like, a home-cooked meal. You know what I mean?
That's yeah, man. Yeah. If you could find that is a gift, dude. Especially if you're on a farm there.
No, a lot of love put into it.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
the fresh octopus sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Go for it.
That was unbelievable.
And the hearty stews they got up there with beans. Like beans and chorizo. You
yeah.
have any of that?
I forget. I don't think so.
Yeah,
that was the first time that I had calamari with mayo, and it's great.
Okay.
Dude, Europeans love mayonnaise. They just go with a side of mayonnaise for no reason. Well, we're ketchup. We're all ketchup.
Yeah,
well, both
ketchup,
delicious.
Yeah.
Mayonnaise, yeah, that's...
I have a friend that'll eat ketchup out of the packet. And then also, my friend's dad, he was like English.
Yeah.
And he had a mini fridge next to his bed, and he had a jar of mayo in it at all times. And he would just eat, mayo.
Just dip things in it?
Yeah.
See, that's gross for me, but like, Like, I love mayo still, which is, you know, it's disgusting, but I still love it.
It's yeah, just, I don't even know what it is. I don't even care. I quit that forever.
It's lard.
It's fat, baby.
Don't tell me. It's going to be a mystery forever. I think it, to me, that's really healthy.
Yeah.
To me, every time I have a lot of mayo, I just think of how good that is.
It's white. It's pure. My, sure.
Yeah.
No.
It's of
no.
the gods.
10 mayo. Grams per tablespoon.
Mm-hmm. It's so condensed. All your fibers and daily vitamins compiled into one.
Just, it's organic.
Yeah. Mm. One colorless.
This, it really looks like the fat sucked out of something.
It really is the. That's that.
I refuse, until you guys are certified food experts, I refuse to believe that theory.
Lard, eggs, and lard, and all.
Doesn't it come? It comes from soybeans.
Yeah, it comes from the mayo tree.
The mayo tree, yeah. It's the buffalo. The buffalo squid makes.
The mayo pods.
Yeah.
From the orchid. Well, Dan St. Germain, I do believe we could talk for hours about food.
Well, I'm, dude, thank I'm you. Starting, this is like the most amazingly short podcast.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's a little food interview.
This was great.
Thanks for you know,
thank you shows for, and stuff. Yeah, no, it was awesome. But you guys have a show tonight, too, right?
Yeah, we got a show tonight in a little bit. Mm-hmm. But you have a great show.
Yeah, it's a fucking cool scene, man. I love being in Denver.
Denver's the best, baby.
It's a really good scene here.
Oh, man. Well, we like you too, so come on back anytime, buddy.
I will
buddy.
Be definitely back here. I'll see you later, man.
Dan St. Germain.
See you, dude.
Excellent.